Hello, this is the Friar, and it is delightful to be back with you again today. I'm so happy that you joined us today here at thefriar.org, where we are participating in the Rosary Marathon. You know, Pope Francis invited Catholics and others around the world to pray the Rosary every single day during the month of May for an end to the pandemic and a resumption of normal social and work activities. And we are doing so here at thefriar.org. A reminder that on our website, you can pray the Common Rosary, which is the way most of us probably learned how to pray the Rosary. You can pray the Dominican Rosary. You can pray the Lasallian Rosary. And every day you can, if you are available and want to pray live with one of the 30 Marian shrines around the world, that is at 11 a.m. Central or 1700 hours GMT. And you can join the live praying of the Rosary, which is kind of cool. It moves in various shrines all over the world. So it's wonderful if you could do that. Hey, yesterday, remember I encouraged you to invite someone you know to sign up for the website or to listen to the podcast, visit the website, thefriar.org, and I would hope that you'd continue to do that. I think that one of the things that is helpful is when we can realize that sometimes all people need is a little invitation. Maybe it's someone you already pray with, and this is just an opportunity to continue that in the midst of the pandemic. Maybe it is somebody who's curious about the faith and wants to know something about the Rosary or doesn't understand it. Maybe it's just someone that needs to hear a reflection for the day in terms of strengthening their prayer life. And so do take a moment to do that. I'd really appreciate it. You can even tell them they could subscribe to the Friar podcast by going to our website, thefriar.org. There are all kinds of podcast providers there that link right to our podcast, and you can subscribe. If you do, please take a moment to give us a rating, and you can also subscribe on our website to receive our newsletter every month and to be notified when new content is available. So that is it. It can be really, really hard to be alone. We can find ourselves or hear from others about how hard it is. Consider Elijah, who, despite being the vehicle for many miracles for the people, fails to convince them of God's supremacy. He even prays for death. He has lost hope. Even Jesus had moments where he was alone, such as when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane the night before his crucifixion. But these two events are strikingly different in one important aspect. Elijah receives comfort from an angel sent from God. Jesus is comforted because he is assured he is not really alone, but is with the Father. When it is the case we feel alone, there can be times we can be like Elijah, worn out, tired, ready to give up. The invitation is to see ourselves more in the situation of Jesus. His agony was real, but his faith that he was in the presence, the holy presence of the Father, helped him to bear it. So too it can be for us. When we are aware that we are always in the holy presence of God in every aspect of our lives, even though being alone is tough, it can be endured with God's grace. Of course, it is not the case that the only recourse should be the awareness of God's grace, as powerful and magnificent as that is. Rather, it should be the case that we can count on others, too. Even Jesus brought his closest disciples with him, even though they did not prove to be much help. Our visits to people that are alone can be quite powerful indeed. The pandemic, however, has made this much harder in some cases, or even impossible. People have suffered alone, and even if they receive a phone call, we all know that is not the same as being physically present to others. We know this suffering is continuing in too many parts of the world. As we continue this Rosary Marathon, let us pray for all people who live alone and those who have lost hope. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's pray for each other, and may God bless you.